This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of World Sweeper and executive director of the World Sweeping Association, and I'm speaking with Brady Jones, who is a student working on a student project, and I'll let him take it from there. Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, I was working on a senior design project at South Dakota State University in Brookings, South Dakota, and our senior design project is a guardrail mower slash brusher. And what we're looking into is using a heavier-duty curb sweeper to not only mow, but kind of brush the debris around the guardrail. So it'll mow around both edges of the guardrail, get nice and close, so it kind of eliminates the need of anyone to be walking around on the highway, on the side of the road with, you know, a weed trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious about what your thoughts are on using a brush in this type of situation.
So are we talking about a curb broom here, you think? A sweeper
curb broom? Right.
Well, mobility is one part of it. One of the things that is currently there with a curb broom is that you do have where if they hit an object, they'll bounce back. They're made to do that so they won't hurt themselves. So
Theoretically,
a modification of a current type of curb broom, you know, would allow you to get in and around guardrail posts without doing damage to the machine. I don't think that's a technological problem that couldn't be solved.
I'm planning on putting on some sort of guard around it so the guard actually hits the post. And it
sure. Mm-hmm. You still have to have it relieved, though, what's called relieving in when it hits. The broom itself isn't going to hit. One of the things that happens with curb brooms is that they self-relieve, and you could have a guard around it, but you'd still need when the, you know, you've got a heavy-duty machine that's running this thing, and still when it bumps in, the whole curb room would need to kind of bump in or bump away from the post. That's just a technical detail that it would have to be addressed. The next question I'd have was, can you do it with perhaps modified traditional-type curb room, or would you have to have something where you have the operator actually moving moving a lever in and out so that you'd be sweeping around the post or brushing around the post to be able to do that rather than just driving up to it. I think ideally you're driving along slowly. Of course, you have to have some kind of either trace truck behind you or something, an attenuator to keep the driver safe because you'd have to be moving pretty darn slow. So does this curb broom apparatus pop out? In other words, you know, maybe it's a special curb room that's put on the side of the sweeper. Does it pop out and go a little ways further from the sweeper? Now it hits the back end of the post as it approaches the post, and then it relieves and rolls around, or is it set to where when it hits an object in what's called the north direction, does it then kind of come in toward the sweeper in the what would then be the western direction, back in toward the sweeper, and then run along the western side of the post, and as soon as it runs out of post, it spring loads back into the in the eastern direction, and then you kind of rinse and repeat to keep moving from there. I think if you could make something that would do that, that would make sense. There are some curb brooms out there that are made for really heavy-duty flailing, and they're, for ease of explanation, kind of made out of cable, like metal cabling. Those really last pretty well in terms of cleaning up vegetation and that kind of thing. Whether you could do it with something like that or whether you'd need a cutting edge on the outside of your curb broom, in other words, like a string trimmer or like a string trimmer with a blade, something like that. If you had a guard around it, you could have maybe some type of blade that would go in and out as well. Those are my first thoughts, I guess, on how such a thing, you know, might be designed and might work. The safety aspect of it, I think, is excellent. And anytime you can keep people from being on the ground, it sure can make a difference in terms of safety and accidents.
They do have some models out there currently, but we're looking to improve, you know, usability, make it a little bit more simple design out of it, and kind of the multi-purpose with the brush heads. A new territory with the brush heads. Like you said, maybe we can get a modified brush head that someone can make, maybe at a different angle of incidence or something.
That's true. And right now they do hydraulically, you know, move in and out and up and down and change your angle of and so forth. But yeah, that is a good question, is what would give you the best cutting edge and be durable and that sort of thing. There's no question that if the market exists, you could find somebody who would make those. You know, the existing broom manufacturers would get on board with trying to do something like this. And I think the sweeper manufacturers would, too, if it was something else that could be utilized at the same time that you're sweeping the roadway, say.
Right.
I mean, that's the idea, I would think, is to tag team the application where you have the sweeper going down the road and it's trimming at the same time that it's sweeping. Is that accurate?
Yeah, maybe have on front of the machine one of the, the horizontal roller brushes.
Mm-hmm.
And incorporate that along with it, you know, further down the road. Please figure out the sweeper going for it, getting around the guardrail.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the sweeper is out there anyway, sweeping the highway, and it seems like either you're designing a broom and then you have any kind of vehicle that would be out there with the broom on it, or if you're going to call it a sweeper, you just will have it be sweeping, because otherwise there's no sense having that expensive technology on board the vehicle you're using.
Another question I had for you was about the speed these brush heads normally operate at, the curb brushes.
The RPMs?
Yeah. Do you have any idea what kind of speed they...
You know, I don't offhand, but I can get that information to you without a problem.
Yeah, that's a tough one to find. We're having trouble looking for that sort of information.
Oh, we can get that for you. I feel sure
of it. That'd be great. And another thing, I guess, really considering is the lifetime or the wear.
Mm-hmm.
The wear on the gravel and grass. I don't know.
Well, it depends on if you can keep it above the ground. You're talking about having a guard around the outside, so why don't you have something that keeps it from hitting the gravel or hitting the ground? Something that sticks down from the brush, maybe from the center, or something that's I'd say a roller, let's call it, some kind, or a skid, like the sweepers have, to keep the air-sweeping head off the ground correctly, or the brooms so they float above the ground. You don't really want either the sweeping head or the brooms and brushes to be hitting the ground and carrying all the weight. You want them to be just the right level above the surface. So it seems like that would be the way to go there.
It gets quite a bit of backlash then in the brush if you're hitting the ground.
Depends on what you hit. If you hit an immovable object, then you're in trouble. You know, you hit a boulder. I live in the country, and the guys go by here with the flail mowers and mow the side hills, and you can see where they've taken the tops off boulders, or you get a new guy who doesn't remember where all the boulders are along these country roads, and you can see freshly cut the top of a boulder when they hit that with a mower blade, depending on what you're going to hit. Now, if it's not a blade, but it's a set of brushes, like a sweeper brushes would be, then it's not as big a deal. It's going to throw the material, potentially, but probably would either go over it or something along those lines. On the other hand, if you've got a blade, you don't have to hit a blade on a rock very long to have not much of a sharpness on your blade.
Right. So the cables would probably be a little bit more forgiving, I guess.
I would think so, sure.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on it?
I think it's a good project that you're involved in. It seems like any time that you can utilize existing material and equipment and get to a point where you can add safety to the equation, or, you know, make it more utilitarian to be out there with the machine, certainly makes sense. For example, I know in California we did a story on a city that recognized that it had to have pickup truck go out at least twice a year to go really on every road in the city to look and see if there were branches overhanging or if there are potholes or this, that, and the other thing. And what they came up with, realizing that their sweepers are going those routes all the time anyway, is a system coordinating with GPS with a keypad with a series of numbers, where they were able to hit a number sequence on the keypad. When the guy saw a pothole, he clicked this number. When he saw an overhanging branch, he clicked this. When he saw a sign that was down, he clicked this. When he's in the sweeper, and then that would transmit the information to the correct city department to go out and handle that job, and it eliminated having to have those trucks go around. So just reminded of that when I hear this, you've got a sweeper going out there sweeping however many times a year. Anyway, the situation, though, I think the biggest pitfall that I see is that how fast can you do this? You can only go so slow on a freeway. DOT say, well, we just can't stay that slow because it's too dangerous in terms of traffic. So that's, I guess, a question is how fast can you go in and around posts and so forth. But I think it's very creative thinking, and from there you just then figure out what the obstacles are and see if you can surmount them. It's the American way.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess that's all I really have for you. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Then how could somebody get hold of you if they wanted to do that? What's an email address and or a telephone, either one?
Telephone is 605-261-6109.